All right, you know what day it is, and you do know what time it is, and you are listening to the Insight Hour. And yes, I am the host this evening, RJ Hampton, and I am so happy to be able to come live over bbsradio.com. Oh my goodness. And I want to give praise and thanks to the Creator for allowing me to be alive and well in 2011. And I want to wish everybody, and so does Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane, they all both wish you a happy new year. Yes, they are busy getting ready for this new year and asked me, will you please do the show this evening? And I said, of course. Dr. Len is putting the finishing touches on his book, and Sherry is working feverishly to keep up with the news. But before we get into that, I just want to tell you that I am so happy to tell you that this year I truly believe the mind, the body, and the spirit is going to get connected. And I tell you now, we're going to start it off this Insight Hour by giving praise and thanks to the Creator. And that cannot happen unless you have appreciation. Oh, yes, if you have appreciation, then you are in tune with the essential nature of humanity. Oh, yes, you know time is frequency and frequency is time. Oh, my goodness. It's now time, Creator, that I'm so thankful that you have given the message to so many people that this year it is about dealing with your behavior as being human. It is about being human and in accord with that which God gave us. And I thank God for this for a reason. Yes, this is what allows you to tap into appreciation. Oh, my goodness, which is what? The essential nature of humanity. You heard it right here on the Insight Hour. Yes. There is a law in place, and that law is love, and love is the law, and we must obey it. So in 2011, everybody act as if the Creator is already here. Learn how to talk to the Creator by talking to the Creator's most greatest creation, which is the human being. Oh, my goodness. Oh, like attracts like in the universe of plenty. I was told that as I sat and contemplated the nature of being human. Appreciation. Appreciation for the uncommon occurrences in your life that happen all the time. Appreciation for those people whose actions you have benefited from. Appreciation for all your ancestors, all the DNA that has come before you that makes you you. Appreciation that you carry deep inside of you, the memories of the glorious revelations of the truth of what it is to be God's greatest creation. Appreciation. Thanks. That's what it's all about, folks, and that's what I give praise and thanks to the Creator for, and I hope you can diddle it by saying amen, amen, whatever it is that you end up doing, please have faith, 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 and courage in 2011, oh my goodness, as much faith and courage as Molly Brown, the unsinkable Molly Brown. As the Titanic was, what, sinking, there she was, helping and giving people hope. Yes, let us all be unsinkable. Let us all mirror Molly Brown as we begin to deal with the realities. Yes, you are listening to the Insight Hour, and I am RJ Hampton, and I am so happy to be able to take advantage of this opportunity to come live to those people who are alive and well and listening to bbsradio.com. Yes, 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 yes. Everything that has to do with this here program has to do with Healthy World Distributing. It has to do with Healthy World Affiliates. It has to do with Tetrahedron Publications. It has to do with all of the products that we are bringing you that support this here radio show. Give praise and thanks to that. And for all of those people out there who have had healings and are excited about the different modalities that are available to you, right on. And continue to have courage to do what is necessary for yourself. This is the absolute message for all, that it is now time for us to be brave, and to understand that, yes, life is going to be full of unexpected suffering, and you can come through it. This is the truth of it. And I tell you something, folks, it is a wonderful thing to come through pain and suffering and still have indestructible happiness, to be able to celebrate and appreciate God's good graces and the graces and the graciousness of mercy and compassion that God has shown us all. Oh, my goodness, the core frequency. Remember, I said it, appreciation. Yeah. Boy, I tell you, boy, I can get wound up when it comes to talking about where we're going. I don't know about the past. There's no reason for us to really discuss it. We can look at it from a point of view of cause and effect, and that's what the Insight Hour is all about. This is what all the books are about. All of these books are to give you an inkling into something is going on. Your tax dollars are being spent on something. I mean, from Dr. Horowitz's first book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, that's a good question. They say art is an answer to a question. There's more answers in this book than there are questions, because now when you look back with the lens of the telescope and the intention of the microscope, you can see that this book does hold water. And today, the very plan that was put in spin right after they lost the war, they got busy with the said Third World War, and they realized they didn't have to shoot off a gun. All they had to do was get the hypo ready. And you all been trained to line up. This is what we're trying to tell you. This is now the time for you to make this a constitutional issue. There is a lie going on here when it comes to these vaccines, when it comes to it. And the scientists and all the people who want to speak against it must now stand up. Now's the time to have the courage to say what you know. This is not the time to be backsliding. Oh, for those of you who are on your high horse, I'll tell you, Isaac created a whole family. They're going to take you down. Oh, yeah, Dan going to take you down. Oh, yeah, like a snake biting at the heels of the horse that you ride on so highly improper. Oh, my goodness, fall over backwards and on your occipital below. Oh, you know what I mean, the back of your head. And that's where you live and you breathe, right there. This is the warning. This is the mission. It's to get people to understand that God's creation was a pure and good in itself. It was all the mischief and corruption that was introduced by evil. And what do I say are the characteristics of evil? That's arrogance and selfishness. Yes, yes, yes. But more than anything, those two characteristics in evil is what has led to all the mischief that comes in. They can't even begin to contemplate being a part of God's creation. It is what God said free will would have to move out, because God doesn't want us to love him for the simple reason that we fear. No, can't love out of fear. Have to love out of love. You have to love out of your own free will. So, the hands of men have earned, and so shall they be used in the future, and they will be invited to give back. If they find it difficult to give back, then it will be taken in full measure. This, because mischief has appeared in our republic. Mischief has moved its way into the American government. Mischief has moved into all of the agencies and foreign intrigue and intelligence. Mischief is afoot, ladies and gentlemen. I am convinced of this. One cannot tell me that mischief is not afoot, because mischief is of the devil. And you have to study Satan in order to be good at mischief. And those people who think they've been getting away with it for so long, oh, we have some insight for you. Your days are, excuse the expression, numbered. And this is where it comes into with the Bible codes and the Quran and all the books of inspiration, even down to the Book of the Mormon. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the right and the left to look center to the eye of the storm. And there it is that we all meet and remember with our true minds that we were all one. And the pain of separation must fall from humanity in order for it to function and what? Move forward, people. Move forward. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the truth of all the investigations, DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, Healing Celebrations, Love the Real, Da Vinci Code, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, and all of these other periodicals were all here and they served a time and a purpose. Now, we have nothing to do but to contemplate the nature of the spirit and the divine. For that's where we're headed. And man is going to evolve into a higher spiritual creature. And the mind will be used for wonderful things, not for judging. And the whole life will be a wonderful, wonderful moving energy. You know, it's really interesting because we really need to have faith in something, and your determination to overcome life struggles, and the tug and war between all of the right and the left, the progress, regression, the inflation, deflation, all of these things as you go. It's like watching a tennis match. That's all right. Watch it. But soon enough, you're going to have to make a decision, and you should base it on some really good facts. That's what we hope to in the coming weeks. Is to not only heal your body with the wonderful products that we offer on the internet at our Healthy World affiliate and Healthy World store. You can get music. You can learn about things. It's really self-explanatory. And all of Inside Hour, it couldn't happen. It just couldn't happen, folks. And as I begin to really allow you to understand, I'm hoping that some of you will pick up the phone and we can have a conversation. I come with a sincere thought to radiate light across this here radio station. I am absolutely a big fan of VBSRadio.com, and I realize that the kind of contribution that he has made by allowing an individual to be able to air their thoughts for such a small price. And it's just like it doesn't even cover. I mean, here is a man who loses no data, has been through all kinds of things, is willing to take on all kinds of interesting people, no matter what it is. He doesn't shrink from his responsibility to give access to all people and to allow them to grow within their art. So many people on BBSRadio.com, not just the Inside Hour, has enjoyed great success because of the BBS Radio family. And I just want to say Happy New Year to all of you for making me look good here on radio and sounding good too. So I just wanted to say that to you. You know, a lot of times when you really think about it, there's a lot of things that have come through that we need to understand, because they're going to be coming as they throw everything at us. It's important that you have good ways in which to fight off the kinds of things that are coming. And I'll tell you something. Next to Oxy Silver, the best thing that you could possibly do that is natural, that you could do for yourself, that would immediately help you with everything that's going on upstairs in them sinuses, is the garlic cure. And I am hoping that we will be able to get that up on the website so that you can see how you can take care of yourself whenever you begin to start feeling like you're getting ready to get something. Because sometimes it just needs to clear those sinuses out before they get worse. And sometimes it's not a virus, it's not a flu. You're having an immune reaction to the pollutions and the different things that are in the air that mix with you and everything that you eat, because it's all chemicals, which then reduces down to light, which are electrical impulses. So we're just such great creations. We're light being. The body alive. Sing the body electric. You know, I mean, these are the things that we have to consider. They were left to us in poems. We fill the earth with clues. This is the truth of the matter, and they've been left for it. And there are so many people that have been unearthing them. And now in 2011, you can take your pick. But we're hoping that you will fancy yourself to surf on over to healthyworlddistributing.com. And check out the store, and then sign up at Healthy World Affiliate. I have to get that one right. I don't want to mess that one up. So hold on. I'm going to get another part of the show. I'm going to continue with my talk tonight until I hear a beep or somebody want to call and wish me a Happy New Year or say, you know, what they might be going through. I want to let everybody know it's important to know that the precious metal market and the stock market is doing some incredible things. The people who are fomenting the next round of money giveaway, I just want to remind you that this socialism will only last as long as there are other people's money to spend. As soon as the government finds itself having to spend their own money, or as soon as it starts to drain, they will cut it off. Now, it's important that you hook up with some group, folks. Don't be hanging out by yourself. The nuclear family is a thing of the past. The community is everything. Whether you Republicans, Democrats, Tea Party, Turtle Party, whatever party you are, you may end up in the same place, and that's why it's important that we all practice being what? Being human beings, being. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, and I think that if you begin to start with the inspiration of the One, and you begin to take in a daily experience of a good word that comes your way by listening to the Spirit that speaks inside of you, your actions will glow in a reflection of your inner beauty, and you will be right and in balance with the world and the rhythm and good fortune that you absolutely have been praying for will be there, because time is frequency and frequency is time. Oh, my goodness. I just excite myself. I want to give you a Bible code. For some of you, you're going to have to go in and you're just going to have to do this. Now, this is a little game I like to play. So I'm going to give you some codes. You can download this later, or I will say it very slowly, and you all can do this exercise. For those of you out there, this book of inspiration has a lot of clues in it. So I'm going to give you the first ones, and then next week, I'm going to give you the first one. I'm going to see how many do I got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14. I'm going to give you the first five. The first five is Matthew 2, verse 1 through 12. Luke 2. Verse 4, 2 through 5, 2. John 2, verse 1 through 11. And Matthew 8, 1 through 13. That's the homework. That's the Bible code. We will then have all of it. And then we will publish it, and you all will discuss it. I am hoping that you will send us a good word that says, oh, this is very clever, and I agree with it wholeheartedly. That message out of those five Bible verses are inspirational to me, and I will use them, and I will put them up where I can see them all the time. Yes, we fill the earth with clues because we knew even then who would win and who would lose. You know, the wonderful thing about why I also open up the book, the good book of the Quran, along with the Bible, and I study very hard these two books, is because of the eloquence that consists in conveying the words that trip the synapses that have many meanings, but they all lead to those that will create understanding. And it is for the people who wish to learn wisdom that they read these two books. And this is the truth of the matter, folks. Do not let them separate you from the wisdom of the core frequency of God, which is light. Once we understand that. Now, what's really exciting is with all this string theory and DNA and how our bodies work, there are people out there, biologists, microbiologists, who are now down to the core frequency and are beginning to investigate how it is that everything works in our body. And they are realizing that the body reads the light and that there are different frequencies of light that are used to stimulate the hormones and do all the things. I'm not even going to get into it. I'm just give thanks to the Creator that these people are here today. And it is very true in the insight that you say to yourself, oh my goodness, God is great. Oh my goodness. And I'll tell you something, folks, for those of you who are innocent of man's folly, know that we will suffer an effect for all of man's insane plan. But your dose ain't going to be near as large as the one that's going to come for the contaminators of all time. These are the people that we are fighting against. These are the people who are creating all the chemtrails and all of the chemicals in our water and hormones in our food and viruses and bacteria sprayed on your cold cuts. Oh, my goodness, you know it. All you have to do is go to the FDA site and see what it is that they're investigating, and it will make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. But you don't have time for that because you're trying to dig out from underneath the snow on the East Coast. There's nice weather in Chicago. There's some kind of cold front coming in, and there's rain everywhere, and people are flooded out in Australia. All of this is going to have an effect on your money. Switch gears. Until somebody tells me different, it's going to be about your savings, folks. And I'll tell you, there's a hidden tax that's getting ready to come. If it isn't gotten your attention already, it will. It's called inflation. It's the hidden tax for all the insane playing, all the insane creating of money. Now we have to, this old song, if you dance to the music, you know you got to pay to the piper. Okay? You know that. So now there are a lot of people that are going to have to pay to the piper. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I say this because goodness is God. I don't want to say, oh, my God, because God didn't do this. Man did this. He has a free will. And it was that greed, arrogance, and stupidity, gas, and I give that to you. We also have ass. That's antagonistical skepticism syndrome. There's a lot of people who are antagonistically skeptical of everything that's out there, yet they bring nothing to the table. And I'm telling you now, in 2011, you got to pull up to the table if you're able, and you have to negotiate your dream. Because I'll tell you something, they have a nightmare waiting for you if you don't have a dream. And if you don't have a dream, then what motivates you, folks? Oh, my goodness, take good inventory, make a resolution, and make sure that you're part of the human revolution. Yes, it only takes one to change the destiny of the world. Step up to the plate, folks. Act as if it will soon be a reality. Oh, my goodness, some people say, you're just a big mouth, RJ. I said, I know, but when I play it back, it makes so much sense. And it grabs my heart to hear these things, that human beings could still be full of appreciation and thanks for the reason that God has given us. Oh, my goodness, it's time for me to take a break, a station identification break at that. Yes, you are listening to the Insight Hour, and this is BBSRadio.com, and I am sitting in for Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane, and I am having a ball. We are brought to you by Tetrahedron Publishing, and you can check that out. We also are brought to you by Healthy World Store and Healthy World, tetrahedron.org. That's where you can go to find out all about the books. One of the books that we are really wanting people to really, before you even begin to try and figure this all out, we'd love for you to take a look at the Healing Celebrations and see if that vibes with you. It's Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. See, a lot of why people are not getting well is because they just don't know how to pray. You see, as you're taking the medicine, it's all in the intention. If you're taking the medicine in fear and you believe that it won't work, then it's not going to work because you're going to get everything that you want. That's how sensitive the universe is right now, because we have tampered with it. And so it is now overlapping and kind of like flopping. And so you have to be careful and guard your thoughts, because thoughts are things and they become a reality. So it's important that when you take these medicines, folks, that you take them with the right attitude, that you take them with the right intention. That is so important. We make these medicines and we make these medicines available to you with good intentions. Yes, have faith, folks. It is the key to your miraculous healings, to your healing so quick that you can't even begin to understand. You say, why did I ever think I was sick? It was mistaken. I was just out of balance. And because I didn't do anything in addition except to pray, take some herbs, if you can find them, ladies and gentlemen. And people of all ages, from the cradle to the grave, R.J. Hampton, Dr. Len Horowitz, Sherry Kane, all the rest of the crew that brings this to you have nothing to do with the greedy parasite. That's why we're so full of love and joy. And I tell you something, folks, it's important for you to understand that love and joy is something that you have to work at. It's not something that comes easy, folks. You have to work at it. You have to polish your life. You have to have appreciation. So I'm going to ask you to do yourself a favor out there. And this one has to do with hell. All of you who have your coffee in the morning, you know you're killing yourself. You're nervous. Your memory retention, you got irritable bowel syndrome, you got all kinds of things. I'm going to ask you to do something because, you know, coffee is an American thing. And even though it's a burnt thing and a roasted thing and a carcinogenic thing, ain't nobody told you that it's one of the leading causes of stomach cancer in the world today. But for those people of you who like your coffee, especially those of you who drink it with milk and sugar, stop. Drink it straight. I dare you. Use your coffee as a medicine. And for those of you who like it straight, I don't want you to ever see the bottom of your cup again. I want you all to fill your cup up. Spend the money if you need to, but you need to start drinking just a half a cup. And when you get to the half a cup, you need to start drinking a quarter of a cup. You need to save and protect the sanctity of your blood. You need to now understand that there's other things coming for you, so you can't afford to knock yourself, and this is just a figurative thing, over the head with a hammer and throw the hammer away and expect your head not to hurt. The malady is going to linger on. We need you in the struggle, and we need every synapse balanced and ready to receive the Creator's message so that you can get the divine instructions that will tell you how to survive this and to live wonderfully, gloriously in the 21st century of the beginning of the hereafter that never ends. I know you think I'm reading this, but I'm not. And sometimes I surprise myself as to what it is I can string together, but it does give my heart a good whoop. You know, we've had lots and lots of fun in 2010. We have the live H2O. We're coming up on another auspicious day. People are going to be 1-1-1-1-1. You know, we're going to have it. That's giving you an appreciation of the unit, you know, and the beauty of the one. That's why we're always giving thanks to God for the creation. And we're always looking out and understanding that there is a consequence for looking the other way. You know, we have all kinds of people in the world, but in the physical world, there is a thing you have to do that we all do. We all have to take a breath. Evil and good all breathe the same mana. And we all breathe out together. When this stops, then we all suffer. So let us continue to breathe. But let us now study evil up close and personal. Get friendly with evil. Not by doing evil, but by watching and calling evil out. This is the most important thing. Evil is like a cockroach. You turn on a light, a cockroach is going to get startled, going to come to a full stop. Even though it knows he's out in the open and you're looking at him and you could squish him, you don't want to squish him. You want to catch him and you want to put him outside, or you want to let him go. Don't take life anymore, folks. Stop poisoning life, and life will stop poisoning you because it's starting to boomerang. I don't know. Spirit wanted me to tell you that. You know, I believe in the law of discursive thought. This is very important. We're coming up on the half hour. We're halfway through the show. I can't even begin to tell you how wonderful it is to be able to just slide through. I'm getting good at these here commercials, because I'll tell you something, it's really important for you to really understand how important it is for you to support us as we begin to bring the good news. Yes, there's many people out there, but there isn't many people out there that have been doing it as long as Dr. Leonard Horowitz. And now his partner, Sherry Kane, has taken us on another trip, which is really good because now we're getting into all the things that make change happen. And that means getting out there and putting yourself on the line and getting the story. That's what's important. So we're not only dealing with the spiritual world and getting you prepared for the hereafter, but we're also helping you through the righteous ways to deal with the now and to stay prepared and ready and always willing to practice what Christ has practiced and practiced when he was on earth, and that is to have infinite mercy and compassion. That's why he told Peter, look, I didn't tell you 3 times. I didn't tell you 7 times. I said you forgive your enemies 7 times 70. Oh, this is a number. Oh, my goodness. Peter couldn't even begin to comprehend this number. Maybe that's why he had doubts. But anyhow, we forgive Peter for having his doubts. Everybody's entitled to have doubts. But only the people who have doubts are the ones who reject the faith in the Creator. They'll have doubts. And oh, at the end, when it all comes down, they'll be pointing their fingers at this and this one and this and this one. And they'll eat each other. Be sure that you have distanced yourself from evil. Be sure that you have protected the sanctity of your blood. Be sure that you have done your due diligence. And remember, it is important for you to stay connected to the inner voice. That's why you have to be sure that that inner voice that's speaking to you is not a remnant of the whispers of Satan and evil in your ear. Make sure that your heart stays pure and open so that you are able to receive the true messages. Those messages when you're at your wit's end and you think that it isn't going to happen for you. You just one more time look up and move forward, and there it is staring you in the face, because both of your eyes are open and you're there to take advantage of the opportunity, because opportunities are never missed. Other people get them. They're there for you, folks. And one of them that we've been working with, and it's become a very, very good one, is your opportunity to share this good message and to associate with the good people of Healthy World by signing up and getting involved in the Healthy World Distributing. Google it. Dial it up. I think it's healthy world. I wish somebody would call in and tell me I'm right. I'm trying to look at my, I'm offline. I'm really just hoping that I'm saying, but just Google Healthy World Affiliate and then go there. And, you know, try and understand that your power of the sphere of your influence is your fortune. Oh, my goodness. So look out, folks. 2011 is a great year. It is an evening of the playing field year. Have no fear year. Know that you have made an investment in the Creator and that you have patterned yourself after the Christ principle and that love rules and you're living in a realm of beauty. Ah, and you're able to communicate that joy to other people. Lord knows there's enough miserable people out here. There are very few absolutely indestructibly happy people. And I'm telling you, you can't even count the rich among you as being happy. That you can see by just looking at the checkout counter. And you can see that these people are not happy. And why are they not happy? Because money can't make them happy. The only thing that can make them happy is love, just like it makes us happy. So love, folks. And the thing to do now is don't allow people to judge. Don't allow people to cloud your mind about other people. Mother Teresa, I told you this last week. I'll say it every week. Stop judging. She said you can't love somebody if you're busy judging them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Close the door. What do they say you're doing in there? Tell them I'm doing a novena for you. I'm praying to St. Jude, patron of lost causes, whatever. And then pray sincerely and earnestly for a change. And it will come. And then come and report it. Because our destiny is entwined. You know, we are all one. And so I think, therefore, I am. It is what it is. You've heard it. You know, to be or not to be. I mean, the Creator has put it in every last one of us. Come up with your own idea. But every last one of us is connected. Every last one of us is a son and daughter. God did not need a son and daughter. God is the Creator. Remember, you are God's greatest creation. Treat it as such. The Creator will return to judge your use of the free will that was given and the opportunity to take advantage of chance to be happy, but love comes by for everyone, folks. Oh, this is what is the beauty. So don't stop practicing. Don't stop looking. Find love, folks, and hopefully all of us will radiate it and it will surround us. You won't have to look hard. It'll be right next to you. It'll be in the car next to you that lets you get in, that doesn't feel like you're getting ahead of them, or the person at the checkout counter that sees you a quarter short. They'll reach in their pocket and they'll give you a quarter. They won't stand there and laugh at you and have you suffer. Everything will move. Everything will groove as we go merging in, as we come into the end of the Mayan calendar. The world ain't coming to an end, my friend. The world's just coming to a start. And what is your place in it? That is your opportunity to write. That is your opportunity to become a part of the immortal history of the universe itself, folks. Oh, Joseph Campbell said it. We need a new myth to replace the fall. Write one, folks. Let me know. BBSRadio.com, you're listening to the Inside Hour. For those of you who were surfing and now you're here, I'm RJ Hampton, and yes, we are giving out insight tonight. That's right, and it's brought to you by HealthyWorldDistributing.com and also HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, and it's also brought to you by Tetrahedron.org. This is the books. These are the places. Dr. Leonard Horowitz, Sherry Kane, J. Jackie Minima, ready to take your orders. Oh, let me tell you, we had a week this week, folks. Boss RJ, Sherry Kane, and Sativa Jones went over to Honolulu. Well, we was in Honolulu on vacation, and you know, so is the President of the United States. And we drove over to the other side of the island early in the morning so that we could use the motorcade or anything, protest. We didn't know what was going to happen. We used this area of the island to be our backdrop for our show. And, oh, my goodness, you can go to YouTube yourself and find out what happened. It is an incredible story. You can Google it. I like to tell people, you know, do your own due diligence, but type in, "We are Change Hawaii," and then type in "journalist assaulted," or type in "Sherry Kane," or type in any of these kind of words after that, "Obama vacation, journalist assaulted," and read the story for yourself, and maybe comment on one of the blogs, or let us know what you think over here at and send Sherry and Dr. Len and I a good word your way, because basically now we've entered into another conversation about these here cameras. And you know, basically, with the world all having iPhones and this phone and my phone and that kind of phone, everybody's got a camera. So now it comes down to a discussion as to whether or not the authorities, namely the police, can tell us what we can and cannot shoot in public places. Stay tuned, folks. All of these are good, good, good things to do, because we have to get it straight, because it's straighter than you think. And let me tell you something, folks, it's later than you think. So we better hurry up and take what don't work and pour it. Oh, don't pour it down the kitchen sink. Let's just throw it out. But be careful, because we are talking about something that is really important, and that's good sense and reason, and we have to have good information. So I hope to give you that information. For those of you all snowed in and everything, I want to tell you something. You need to start looking at the types of things that you can shunt, because I want you all to make sure that you find ways that you can find out how much heavy metals you've been putting into your bodies. And then I want you to look on the Internet and Zeolife and other things like that. You can go over to Healthy World Store and find out what you can do to shunt these things out of the body. You need to absorb clays, things that you can use that will detox heavy metals out of your body. What are we talking about? Strontium. We're talking about barium. We're talking about other kinds of chemicals, heavy metals, mercury. All of these things are coming down out of the atmosphere, and they're coming down in the snow, which will soon be our groundwater. And, ladies and gentlemen, there is a way to keep ahead of the greedy parasite. I'm going to tell you now, it's going to be more important than ever for you to discover your liver, to discover your kidneys. If you look in the mirror and you see that you've got these big bags under your eyes and you're getting a lot of sleep, then you know that your kidneys are talking to you. You get dark circles under your eyes and, you know, you're not wearing any mascara, then your liver is talking to you. If your belly is distended and you've been and you haven't been eating, then your liver is talking to you. Your guts are talking to you. If you're having trouble pooing, then your whole colon is talking to you. If you're eating good and you're still not getting well, then your whole immune system is talking to you. It's time for you to listen to God's creation. Let us do that. Let us devote ourselves to listening to ourselves and then go seek the kind of remedies that will be the divine remedies that will allow you to balance yourself by cutting out the ridiculous within your diet and beginning to say no to all of the sweet things in life and begin to understand that bitter is better. When you discover these things, you'll understand more about life than ever before. So these are the things that you'll learn and the things that we hope that you like hearing about here on the Inside Hour. I just love being able to communicate with you. Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane will be back next week, and they'll be having all kinds of wonderful things to tell you. Dr. Leonard's just put the finishing touches on his book and is ready to send it to the publisher. He's just getting it all together, and we look forward to him discussing what it is that he has incorporated and has put out there for us to study. It's real important that we study all of these books and things that we do. It's not the answer, folks. It's just the beginning. It's up to you to go out and vet these things out. You don't have to believe us, like Don and other people have said. You got to do your own homework, you know, and you got to understand nothing but time, huh? Nothing but time can destroy us, you see. We're connected to matter. We are the matter. And matter is connected to time. And it goes eternally backwards and forwards. And it is possible for each individual that perishes, for each race of people that is destroyed, for them to return and be able to be incarnated into another great creation. These are the people that are here now. These are our brothers and sisters who speak out and are bringing us to the future life, that are bringing back the thoughts of our forefathers and ancestors. And we are seeing them now. And we will see them more evident in the masters that are coming, in the children who are being born. For these are the dead that are being raised and incarnated that will lead us in the glorious 21st century. For it is God's command, it is God's promise that there will be a general resurrection, that there will be a day of judgment, and that the hands of life will behold the keys, and the keys of life and death will be in the hands of every human being, and that the truth will be known by every human being, and that the run on this here fleeting earth will be a reality that is established now and forever in the signs that are left us by God's grace and mercy and compassion. And that all of the divine creations in all the dimensions will bow to the greatest creation, man. And man will be worthy, for man will repent and right the ills that evil, also known as stupid, has done. This is the great work. This is the magic, folks. This is why we will win, and a world of reality will be established, and no one will be able to deny it. Oh, my goodness. Huh. Gee whiz. Folks, in sight. I was so sad when I got to come down. I only got 15 more minutes. Can you believe that? I so wanted to share a little music with you, but I'm so illiterate with this here computer. I popped a tape. I wanted to kind of share some music with you, but somehow or another my CD player won't work, so I got to keep on flowing. But let me tell you something, folks. If you're looking for a good book to read to warm your cockles of your heart, one of my favorites is to just start at the beginning. Two things. Emerging viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, nature, accident, or intentional. Leonard Horowitz's first real, this is the one that really tells it like it is. It was a bestseller, and you will find that there is no conspiracy in here. All of it, because it was written like in 1996, we have now unearthed everything, and they are now emerging with the information, and old color my, we found something. So we know it's been going on for a long time. And then DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. This is another good one, because for you to be able to understand how to heal yourself is to understand how you're made. And the fabric of life comes down to that DNA, and DNA is an incredible study. We're talking a big molecule. For those of you who may not be feeling good, take a look at the healing celebrations and look at the 5 steps to detox and become absolutely balanced in your life. Practice makes perfect, and perfect practice makes perfect. This is the message for the 21st century. In our hands is the key of life, in our hands. And let's not drop it, and don't lose those keys, you know. As the record in the dominions of heaven is already, destiny has been predetermined. Whether you want to go the way in which you was born, that's your business. Your arrogance and your ability to seek out the untruths may call you off your course, so I want you to understand. Please, please, please examine your motives for 2011 and try and do good, because to do good is to do God's work. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you something. I'm feeling good. I hope you've enjoyed this. We've got 10 minutes left. It's like being with a friend. I want to tell you something. You are the chosen one, and you have been prefigured in this here destiny, and there is a vision that you are an exalted star. Your place in the galaxy is ensured, guaranteed. Teed, so soar, folks, soar. Let your hearts be uplifted. Let Father Sun and Mother Moon, and never lose your head, oh my goodness. And honor your parents, all of you out there. If they're gone, honor them. Honor your parents. Honor the DNA. Apologize. Or find out why it is. You know, get yourself a card reading and find out. You know, what was the nature and core frequency of your relationship with your parents, with your daughters and your children? Find out now. It's been left for you. Just give us, a jingle. Say, I want to learn my core frequency. Can you help me? And we'll let you know. You can just, find out. We'll put something up to tell you where you can call about that. We're going to get that in the next couple of days. We're going to get that one up so you can understand who you are. You are a number. Like Bob, what is that guy? Bob Seger said, I think it was him. Yeah, never lose your head, folks. Keep your God head. Try and always repay the evil craft and hate with forgiveness and kindness. You know you're not a part of this. Don't be and don't follow the puppets of evil. And never subjugate yourself to anything that you know will take you away from your Godhead. Hold fast to this. That's why we have these stories of the Christians in the lions. Daniel had us all for friends long before he entered any lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, yeah, we were there. Don't you know? And those, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell this to you because it's important for you to have this insight. Don't you worry about a thing. I know Stevie Wonder said it, but I'm inspired to tell you right now that those people who have been practicing and those who teach the evil, and those they may seem like, and the ones that blaspheme God's creation, and the ones that are talking all bad like there ain't no God, and they don't have to do anything, and they're powerful and all of that, and all they have to do is just live this life, they in for a big shot. So don't you worry about a thing. You don't have to do nothing out there. You got it from the boss, RJ. I'm telling you, we don't have to do nothing. They're treading on a real thin ice, and that path leads to a place where they'll never see ice again. The fire of perdition, oh my goodness, they won't even be able to get a cold drink. Because right now, I'm going to remind you, and it's important for you to understand where I come from. I come from a family who had a creed. And Dangerous George, he was my spiritual guru and father. And some of you may know this already who are regular listeners on the Inside Hour. But he said, we, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long, with so little, we now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. Oh, yeah, we are going to do the impossible with nothing. And you know what that means? That means that nothing is no thing, and no thing is no thought, and no thought means that you're just gonna move, and the spontaneous mass motion of approval for appreciation of being one of God's creation, and the fact that you want to perfect that creation will be the work of 2011, so that we can be prepared for the glorious Dragon Snake year of 2012-2013, where we all stand together alive and well in the knowing that we are all one. that we all possess the breath of life, and that we protect the sanctity of our blood, that we no longer contaminate Mother Earth willingly and knowingly and deliberately, and that our spirituality is such that we truly realize that God is too big to put into one religion, and that the core frequency is love, and the only commandment that Christ left us to practice is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, that's the core problem that must be fixed. And part of that is that you have to become a thinking individual so that you can reason what is going on and what you're experiencing in your life that would lead you to such a thought. That is the truth of the matter. I'm winding down, folks. 5 minutes, bbsradio.com, Insight Hour. Your host, R.J. Hampton, sitting in for Leonard Horowitz and Sherry Kane, investigative extraordinaire. They will be back. I am in a situation here where I wish I could end this with beautiful music, but for some reason, I just can't get my CD player to work. So I'm just going to tell you that as you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody, layer after layer after layer. As you open your nose, let life be the scent. As you open your mouth, let life be the breath. As you open your hands, let life be the flesh, layer after layer after layer. As you open your heart, let life be the heat. As you open your soul, let life be the torch. And as you open your being, let life be the juice, layer after layer after layer. Ladies and gentlemen, be praised and give thanks to God, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. Let us give praise and thanks for all the books of inspiration and for all the masters who are on this earth today. Day, and the best among you are those who study the books of inspiration and then go out into the universe and gladden the hearts of the people. I'm R.J. Hampton. This has been the Insight Hour. I am going to say it to you like I have never said it to you before. Please have a great week. Have the best week ever. And please come back to us alive and well. I'm ready for another dose of the Inside Hour. Aloha!